You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Temperature, man.
Yeah, go either. Cool.
Yeah.
Are we recording right now?
I don't know. Give me my fucking wine and I'll tell you.
It's right there.
Yeah, why don't you reach it? Because we're in a fucking... We're in a cord situation here.
Hold on. I got it. Ryan sitting like this. It was definitely going to be on the Instagram.
No.
How many mics do you have?
Look at how we have professional this setup is.
You guys fucking talking to fucking...
The Fantasy Boys.
Fantasy Boys.
Fantasy Boys.
Yeah, talking to fucking Bill's mic. Fucking sit by Bill. Wait a minute. We're here. Hold on. We're coming at you live at the RDP living room. Brian Kenny, Bill Squire, Ryan DiPerna. We're joined by special guest Jimmy Graham, who does it on a mic right now and is being not an alpha guy drinking fucking a bunch of alcoholic seltzer water, and Mike Strank fucking with his hat and sitting by, you know, the cat there.
He's got a hat and a cat.
He's got a hat and a cat.
But not a cat and a hat.
No, not at all. Somebody is fucking... So, I'll level with your audience. We kind of made this a makeshift operation to the living room so we could see the football game.
It is not as comfortable.
It's not very comfortable.
I'm actually incredibly comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm sitting on the couch.
Bill's killing it right now.
Yeah. I'm
on
the couch. I'm
fucking the
back.
There.
Brian and myself are spread out to the length of the cords that we have set up. I probably could have done it better. But I've also been...
You gotta wrap cords properly, sir.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You just jam them in the bag while you're drunk.
The point is... Alright, there.
See, life's getting better for me, guys. I'm making moves. I'm being proactive. We're good now.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I don't love this chair, but I don't hate this chair.
He's got an office chair somewhere that's more comfortable.
Yeah, it's right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
The point is... We started this podcast... The idea of it, like 25 minutes ago before I set up the equipment, which we derailed any organic conversation.
I genuinely don't
had.
Remember what it is.
Yes, it was about aliens. It was about aliens.
About
aliens. We're talking about aliens.
Yeah.
Motherfucking aliens. It's true.
Illegal.
Look up the fucking article on the New York Times. The Pentagon has admitted that they've had an operation since, even in the 90s. Regarding aliens, and
Will Smith fought them valiantly.
That's true. They've recovered
on multiple occasions.
No,
once in
on.
An airplane, once in a suit.
Wendy's officer with them.
Jim Brown wasn't
yeah.
he like wasn't he a part
no,
of
no.
an alien
that's,
fight at one point?
That's not Mike Strink said that he was a police officer with them, but that is not an alien. That is. An orc.
There's something wrong with your fucking mic.
My?
Yes. Are
Am
you
I
talking
just too close
into
at it?
Swallow.
Yes, I'm talking right into it.
Put it literally in your mouth, Bob.
You have to get like that close.
All right.
Like that.
I don't know. The battery might be fucking going.
Are we just gonna
this
not
is technical
do it this week?
Fucking
just press
shit.
It on your clit. Plug it in.
Check,
we need a
check.
Fucking battery.
Is that better now?
Look through one of those fucking remotes to see if we can get a different battery.
I think one says battery.
Anyways, by the time that they figured that out. Jesus, Jimmy. Like, your haircut definitely. You look like a Luftwaffe lieutenant.
I think it's funny.
Just the 3-year-old.
One double A.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Whoo.
We're here.
Oh, touchdown. 14-0, Kansas City.
Travis Kelce.
Well, of course. Who's Kansas City?
Ryan did call it, though. This was his thing at the beginning.
I did.
Of the Fantasy Boys.
That's the only prediction that fucking... That
Jacksonville
worked.
And Tennessee would be in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Those are triple A.
All AFC South, motherfuckers.
I don't think we got
I any. Hope the Chiefs win.
Ryan, we don't got any batteries for this.
We don't have batteries for it?
No. We're ill prepared.
It needs batteries.
Yeah, it needs a battery.
Yeah, because it's a fucking thing.
Oh,
one
try that one.
Yeah,
charge
try
it
that
up.
One. Sorry, folks. Oh,
deal anything. With it, everybody. We didn't want to wait to record. No, we just hit record.
Didn't check.
And now it's your problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill's dealing with something.
I heard something
between
there you go, yeah.
Bob Barker's microphone, a plug-in mom vibrator.
So.
Oh, hey, listen.
Hey, look at me. I'm a Philadelphia 76ers fan. Threw a battery at you.
Bill, you were fucking funny at that show yesterday.
That was a fun fucking podcast. I did Let the Hate Flow Through You.
Yeah, it was great. It's on our network. It's on the Above Below network.
With Jordan and Sheeran. It was a very good time. It was a great turnout.
Yeah, it was great. Very much so.
Showed up for Jordan's birthday, and that was a lot of fun.
Jordan has a lot more friends than, like, the three of us combined.
Yeah. But...
Who's Jordan?
More success.
You, fucking our boss, I guess, technically.
Our podcast boss.
Yeah,
our podcast
boss.
You guys don't get paid for this.
No.
No, but we don't pay anything for it.
Yeah.
So that's basically
that's win-win.
Okay.
Plus we get a lot of pussy off of it.
Yeah.
So much pussy.
Nice, dude.
A lot of puss.
I've been
paid puss.
Elderly.
Slamming hands.
It's elderly. We have like a real rabid elderly woman family that just is all
if
about
we went to Sweden, we would not be able to keep the clothes on our bodies for more than 30 minutes.
That's true. That's that Doug Stanhope bit about Sweden, how they have stinkless pussies. I've been reading
because
that.
Because they eat so much fish and it just doesn't.
Yeah, the lute fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would be boring getting fucking blonde girls every now and then. Or constantly.
All the time?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't know.
I've never got tired of single moms.
Yeah.
I feel that brunette girls or redheads have a way better story than blonde girls.
I think it depends on the face. I think the face makes a huge difference. There's plenty of blonde girls that have just like a very, you know, they have a hard time getting guys. Blonde hair doesn't do everything. You have a good face.
What?
Can't just being blonde doesn't make you pretty.
I beg to differ, and please let me give you an example. Brenna MC Beep.
I don't
need a quick edit.
I don't know if this has to do with anything.
Other than he just said she's
blonde. Ryan's been drinking since 9 a.m.
Yeah,
I can
Ryan
tell.
Has had.
Oh, fuck yourself. You're up too. You know what I mean? Don't fucking play the moral high ground. You fucking drank till fucking 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Fucking texted me with no intention of fucking showing up to where I was going to show up. And then finally guilted you into fucking going there. 3 hours after you fucking fell asleep from alcoholism. No, there was no story. That's exactly what the story was. He's trying to shame me as if he's a better person than me and not a fucking filthy drunk. Like, we both know who one another are. Fuck
you. Did you just kiss already?
Me and Ryan are the two drunkest people in comedy in Cleveland, I think.
So more than Mary?
Yeah, safe bet.
However, way more than Mary.
Yeah,
Mary's a fun drunk.
I'm a responsible drunk. Ryan's you guys missed.
You said the drunkest people. I don't know the qualifier. Drunk most often, get the most drunk. What are we talking here?
Ryan wins all of those awards.
Oh, no, that's not true.
I just love seeing him shrink when he gets super drunk. He just takes up less space in the world as he gets drunker and drunker.
He went with
me. He just drinks.
For the we do a bar crawl every year for the station. And Ryan went with me, and by the time we got to the third stop, he was falling asleep on people.
Right before we got here, we were at Mike Polk's house, and Ryan just grabbed Mike's megaphone and was just standing in Mike's living room yelling at Alexa to play.
No, I was yelling at Alexa as Scott Weiland.
That's fucking funny.
Hey, Alexa, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Play Stone Temple Pilots.
But you're right, I'm just as bad at the drunk as you.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
Hey, but I rarely see Jimmy. Jimmy gets drunk, but he's so drunk all the time, it's just who Jimmy is. But you definitely get drunk and then become more wild and crazy and then also, like Brian was saying, you'll shrink. Jimmy's Jimmy's drunkenness is more consistent, I would say.
That's fair.
Oh, so he's a sociopath.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a high functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
Sometimes your functions leave.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. All right, I'll grant that.
We should probably make sure this is actually recording.
It's recording.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
First step for us, dude.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
What?
Wait a minute. Who's the fucking most successful one of the four of us? I'm married. Fuck you off.
That's what makes you the most successful?
True. Exactly. Success.
Hey, I'm already divorced, so take that.
True. That's true. Really.
Yeah.
Then again, I don't fucking work and I have health insurance, so fuck you all.
Nice. Yeah, again, that doesn't make you successful.
Wait, are you officially done working?
Let's not talk about this on the fucking
You just
podcast.
Brought it up.
You did say I don't fucking work.
Yeah, you're right. No, I am still working, but that's the point is.
For how long?
Right back into it.
Listen.
What are your plans when you're done working? How are you going to get out of working this?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little what have yous, a little whatever's.
A little blackmail, yeah, a little arson.
Like, sounds blackmail. Sounds like a little Italian lightning.
A little it's Jewish lightning.
No, that's when you burn it down.
You know what? By the way, I was very offended yesterday when you guys were giving me shit about being an Italian person in the fucking podcast that Bill and our friends Jeremy and Jordan did. They were like, "Oh, Italian guy, blah blah blah," giving me shit, and that's the last time I ever take shit from a Jew, a Jehovah Witness, and a fucking Mormon. Fuck you guys. You're the super team of religions that nobody gives a fuck about.
Not a lot of people care about Jews.
No, fuck the Jews.
They're very careful.
I'll openly say fuck the Jews. I don't give a fuck.
Nice.
Well, there goes that job.
Israel is a fucking apartheid state. I like Jewish people. The state of Israel is a fucking apartheid state.
Pass.
It's demonstrably fact. There's a UN report that...
This is going to be the one that we put online for a day and then we delete it real quick and then people talk about the lost episode of the Fantasy Boys. We're going to put it in a vault.
Hey, maybe we'll do real well in Palestine. Maybe we can get our listeners.
That should
up there.
Be our fucking. That should be our goal. That's an untapped market. Palestinian people? Nobody markets a podcast about Cleveland sports to Palestinians.
The Caliphate?
Yeah, fucking A.
Cleveland Sports Caliphate.
Let's fucking. Yeah, fucking A.
CSC?
Let's do it. We're the coming at you live, Fantasy Boys. Assalamu alaikum.
Longest cold opening ever.
Yeah.
That's right. We are fresh from the
darkest depths.
Yes. Yeah. Parade.
What'd you think? You're the only one that went. What was it like? Well, Jimmy went. Tell us about the parade.
Strank went too.
I did go.
Oh,
Mike went. The parade was really fun. We went and we got to see Rover's Morning Glory's bus.
Yeah. You know what? I was so upset I couldn't fucking talk to Rover. I wanted to fucking congratulate him on his continued use of the word creamers in 2018.
My favorite part of the entire parade, there were two guys just standing right in front of Cleveland Brown Stadium that had the stand for the flag, the stand for the flag signs.
Yeah.
And it was just two lonely guys with GoPros on their heads waiting for somebody to be like, "You're racist." But nobody
even engaged them?
Nope. No, it was
not
great.
One.
We did three laps around the fucking stadium, which is a long time. You don't realize.
Do they have fire trucks throwing out candy or Shriners driving those tiny cars with the fences on?
There was a Ford F-150 in front of us that had a Minion, an inflatable Minion.
That's it from Aldi's.
Yeah. And it said something about somebody had a sign. The only sign I remember is some guy that said, "I shaved my balls for this."
A young lady had a sign that said, "We're supposed to eat ass, not suck it."
Oh, that's right.
That was a good one.
I saw that. She was cute.
She was cute, yeah.
Nice.
See, I got the same experience, and I have to go stay in the weather.
Yeah. Nice creamers on that
one. Bunch of creamers. Great creamers.
What's a worse name for tits than creamers?
We were there the whole fucking time. We saw fucking Rovers Born. Like, we were not sanctioned to fucking, like, go.
Sloppers!
Yeah, we just hopped into the parade.
Yeah.
Mushy purples.
And not a fucking representative. I'm a Rovers Morning Glory truther about the parade. Like, he did not fucking show up.
There's pictures of him there.
He's fucking, I'm a truther. That was taken beforehand. Look at the shadows. Look at the shadows. It was noon, sir. The sun should have been directly above.
Eric Decker just totally muffed the pass.
Yeah, we're watching. What game are we watching? Tennessee, the Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans.
Titans are punting again.
Yeah, and by the way, fucking Brian Kenny, fucking won the fantasy league.
Congratulations,
like a jerk.
You're welcome. Good job.
Speed
no,
shit.
You.
Also,
your best
listener
this year?
And. Ryan DePerna got fucking married.
Shady McCoy.
Yes, I did.
My wide receiver was pretty good.
Yeah. Listener John Wagner won the other league, and I'm about to pay him.
Who's Juan Jagner?
He went to Medina High School. He's a friend of mine.
Does he have an older brother named Ben? Does he have an older brother named Ben?
He has an older brother named Jameson. I don't know about Ben. Probably.
Oh, Ben Wagner.
Adam Wagner.
I don't know.
Are all of you guys from Medina?
Or the
three of us are. The three of us are.
No.
I just know people with the last name Wagner.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even realize that. Yeah, the three of us are from fucking Medina, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You both are older than me because you guys are fucking faggots.
That's exactly why you're older. That's pretty true, actually.
Yep, you got me.
I am exactly.
You have the best part about this is you still have the roast tonight.
No,
oh,
he's,
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Listen, Bill, I don't do anything for the roast.
I know, but you still have to just be alive for that long.
I can easily just say, hey, fucking Paul, you know how you do everything about this? And
just
you just
it.
Have me
yeah.
show up? Go ahead and do it.
So,
by the way, if any of you are listening the next month, February, because this will go out after it already happened, go to the roast show at the East End Tavern.
There's no way
you're
still listening to this.
Yeah, no. I don't think
this is the worst podcast we've ever done.
No, it's not. Absolutely,
absolutely
not.
It is.
That's not true.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
Have you listened to fucking some of these episodes? That's not true.
No,
we've
this episode's really bad.
No,
some of the episodes are great. This
people,
one's really bad.
People.
At keep listening,
boys,
though, guys.
At Fantasy
hit the
boys
download
pod.
And the subscribe.
At
keep listening to Fantasy Boys with a Z.
At Fantasy Boys Pod.
Never
vote.
Stop listening.
Is this the worst episode we have already?
Yeah, but
we're not going to put up a thing for you, too.
Yes.
No.
Just
no.
Go
you're
and,
crazy.
And tweet at us because we don't want to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So vote, but not
brilliant,
in a
right?
way where we have to do things.
Speaking of which, we were watching really racist videos earlier.
This is the lost episode.
This is how you,
boys.
This is how you bring it back.
Yeah.
You guys
remember
just,
those Al Jolson videos we were watching earlier?
You guys can just use this to cut promos with. Just cut.
No,
mm-hmm.
Oh, we
promos.
Have fucking. We're fine. What the fuck, motherfucker?
Why?
Why are you?
Because this
Brian is choking. Why are you wearing ankle? By the way, why are you wearing ankle socks?
I
like
them.
Do you have a fucking? Yeah, but it's fucking 3 degrees outside.
I don't have any bigger socks. I just buy the
some
exact same pair of socks. I don't have any pair of socks but these socks. I got about 16 of them.
And don't your
you
ankles get cold
big...
like 6 months out of the year?
Well, my
some
ankles
big,
aren't
big
exposed 6 months out of the year.
Some big fix socks.
But you don't have to have that as an option.
I'm good. Like these are good socks.
Okay.
You've never
I'm
had
not worried
frostbite
about your
on your ankles?
Huh?
I'm not worried about your socks.
You should not be worried about my
I'm
socks.
Not.
They're good socks.
Mm.
I wore ankle socks to the parade and it was a big mistake.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
You.
Exactly. It was a terrible
exactly.
mistake.
Yeah, I've never worn these socks and been like, fuck, I wish I had better socks.
That's
I
weird.
Wish I had these wool socks on that I changed into something like that here.
That's weird that you have such good foot circulation considering the beatus.
You have very girthy ankles.
Yeah, cankles.
Yeah, you do have cankles.
Big, fat, flat feet and big, thick
look,
ankles.
Hold on, time out. Hold up a foot. Look at the, your
yes, front foot.
Yeah.
Your what ankle size is the same fucking. It's one. It's like a cylinder.
I wear a yeah. There's not any ankle.
You're actually kind of a small calf. Foot
your ankle is
to how
exact.
Big your ankle is.
It is like a size 12 2E if they sell widths, but if not, I gotta go 13 or 14. And like only New Balance sells shoes with like varying widths. So
it didn't look that wide.
All white New Balances.
It's wide.
It doesn't. I mean,
your ankle has the like same 13. Circumference as a column at the apartheid.
I'll take it.
Or that's not a
powerful thing.
It's not the apartheid. What's the Greek thing?
It's
just
the
triangle.
Not the apartheid.
The angle that I'm at, it's like...
is the apartheid...
Makes them look kind of small.
The apartheid.
Sure, like, look really short right now.
The apartheid.
I do have really short legs.
Looks really
short. I am like 6'1", and I have like my jeans are a 30-inch inseam.
Like that,
I'm a
like
30.
That
that's
hair,
crazy.
The hair just stops.
You're all torso.
What?
I'm all
you
torso.
Look,
your leg looks
I'm
like...
I'm all torso. I was a sit-and-reach beast. I mean,
oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah.
Remember in gym class when they made you do push-ups and
yeah.
chin-ups? And
when
then
you had to
reach
out that wood thing?
I set records in that shit.
Your leg looks like a 2x4 dipped in honey and then dragged across the barber shop floor.
Fuck.
This is the best episode we've ever done.
All right, now it's the best.
It is quickly
changed. Also, my hands are strange dimensions. They're big, big hands, but it's like all palm.
Yeah,
do not have very
fingers.
Yeah, not
yeah,
very long fingers. Big, big palms.
Your hand looks like a
the body shaming episode.
I'll shame my. I'm, this is just realistic. I am just letting you boys know my dimensions. Nothing wrong with some friends telling some friends about like,
yeah feet
dimensions.
Hands.
Yeah. I want you guys to know better how I'm built. So if you ever have to eat me,
go ankles and palms first.
Yeah. That's where the real beef is at.
Yeah. So that's the sustaining meat.
Yeah.
It's gonna
chances are, with the circulation, if we do get trapped in the cold, I'll die first. I want all of you to eat me. I want you to know that. So I want you to know exactly. Well, exactly. There's not a lot of meat in the hip and tenderloin area. These are very tight.
No, nor the groin.
Nice.
Sick burn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you
yeah.
don't really have meat. They're just filled with blood and the other one's just kind of skin. So
I went and saw a fucking body. I was in Las Vegas and like they had the body thing where the people volunteered.
No,
it was
the
like
bodies exhibit. They used to. They've had it at the
it's an essential experience.
Well, I'll tell you what. Some of the people that volunteered as specimens for that, I would imagine, like, right before, like, they're asking you, like, what do we want to do when you die? You have no family or whatever. And, like...
They donate their body to science?
Yeah, but, like, only if you have a big dick.
That's it?
Because, yeah, no, some of
they
those fucking guys, like, they had fucking dicks that fucking... It was,
were they all big or were they all... sizes.
I would imagine that they were all big because you could fucking see them.
Some of those
well,
were
yeah,
like
you also,
homeless people from China. And
no,
stuff.
No, no, no.
Do you
no.
hear the controversy about
your,
that?
Your dicks can look real big when it's just like the veins or like the like it's not like they're fat people, right?
Well,
like
don't
you
know.
Don't see
they
the fat. You just see
fucking,
like yeah, because they just show like the veins or like the bones or whatever. Like it's so you're gonna
big get, thick veins on these dudes.
You're gonna get maximum amount of dick. In that,
get a lot of
it. Like you, your dick looks bigger if you shave your pubes. Imagine if you removed all the skin around it.
That's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it was no, it was substantial. I accounted for that.
Substantial.
Yeah. Is that a word?
No, you need a nap.
Shut up.
It's not super close to being a word.
I hate you both so much.
Well, good thing you can go cry to your wife.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
At least you're successful.
Yeah.
It's a shame that nobody's gonna love your little wit on the side because you do not have a microphone.
That's fine.
That's all right. Everyone's giving.
This is already total nonsense. We're just gonna laugh out of nowhere. I'm talking to nobody right now.
Basically. Unfortunately. Well, fucking Paul
best
should be here soon to fucking have a mic, but whatever. We just need to put out some content.
Yeah, know? That's right. I think we nailed it. I think it was the best episode ever.
We're not even...
I think Ryan is going to have a little bit of backlash.
Yeah.
He He's insane.
You want to add some backlash to it? You want to say some more Dipernas?
What's that?
What other gigantic group of people do you hate?
Oh, did I already say Jews?
Yeah, that's what you started with.
That's what started off.
Who else do I hate? Somalis. Fuck them.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. Explain that one.
Yeah. Just the piracy?
I just don't like enunciating the word Somali. I don't like it.
So that
sounds like sommelier, which means that you're a fucking douchebag who fucking fuses sauces together. So I don't like
that. That's fair. I swear to God, at the get-go in Rocky River on Center Ridge, and I don't know if it's still like this, but the ATM, there was like English, Spanish, and then the third one was not like French or something normal. It was Somali.
Oh, really?
Where?
Yeah. In Rocky River.
That's interesting.
I'm hoping it's because the high school is the Pirates. That's my hope.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. I'm the captain now. Look at me.
Columbus has the second largest Somali population in the United States.
Get the fuck out of
here.
Columbus.
Oh, wow.
Minnesota's the first.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota is a state?
Or? Like the second most populated area. I think it's either St. Paul or Minneapolis have the most Somalians, and then Columbus has the second most amount of Somalians.
The dude from Captain Phillips is from Minnesota. Like, that's where he lives.
Yeah. So. That's where all the refugees, ended up in both those two areas.
Yeah, Mike Strength knows some shit.
Mike loves refugees.
No, Jimmy loves refugees.
Jimmy's a big fan of the refugees.
I don't understand.
His girlfriend is from Syria.
What? Really?
A Syrian-ass girlfriend.
You are probably really pissing off our parents, so you're crushing.
No, I'm a secret. That's the best part. Oh. I have to stay a secret.
How old is she?
Oh, that's good for everyone.
It's going to be great. She's 24, 25, but the cool part is that since now I'm a secret, now I can use that, I can leverage that however I want. I don't have to do any holidays.
That's great.
I don't have to do holidays, but then...
You're not going to settle where you eat?
Maybe, or Ramadan.
Yeah.
Christmas is out the window now, but it's a win-win because either I can skip the holidays or I can bring it up whenever I get mad at her and be like, well, you know, you met my family, maybe why can't I meet yours? In jest, but...
In jest. Cool.
Also, Infinite Jest, my favorite book. That's a great read.
You're a sleeper, so fucking...
Oh, yeah, and if she fucks with me, I'm going to turn her into ice.
See, that's what you've needed is girls have all had so much leverage on you, and now the tables have turned.
Look.
Exactly.
Ryan.
What's that?
Ryan, you're in a biracial relationship.
I am, yes. What about it?
What do you think of Koreans?
Oh, wow, Jesus. Which one? Which from which part? From which part?
You tell me.
Hey. Oh, well, I only fuck with one type of Korean, okay?
Which one is that?
Right. I won't tell you. I just know that one will make America fucking great again, okay?
I'm deleting old pictures. Doesn't this coffee girl from South America look exactly like George W. Bush?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That guy looks exactly like George W.
We just... Hey, man.
Jorge.
Jorge Duble Bush.
Can't believe that one.
All right, man. Oh, I love George Bush. I wish that George Bush was just like Will Ferrell's impression of Harry Carey. Because that's how I'm trying to fucking say it.
You're nailing it.
Yeah,
nobody speak. Let him keep going.
I can't do it.
You're killing it.
I know. Fuck you all.
Ryan killed the Fantasy Boys today.
Yeah. That's right.
We have to start over.
I'm the one that went, though. I'm the one that went.
I didn't believe in it. I don't like it.
Nah.
You still don't like it?
Yeah. Still don't like it.
Why?
Who cares?
I do.
Yeah, you're a dummy.
You are.
God bless Cleveland. That's my new sign off.
God bless Cleveland.
God bless Cleveland, go Browns.
Smoking
and
fucking.
God bless Cleveland, go Browns.
Smoking
free
and
Jared Fogle.
Smoking.
That's what fucking your motto is, right?
That is my personal life motto. I don't really do the fucking thing on stage because people don't like it.
Oh, no.
No.
But, yeah. Like, in real life,
Brian,
in personal life, yeah.
Brian, are you saying, like, right now, on the air, that you're disowning Jared Fogel, that you never have said that ever to close your set? Are you saying that right now?
I am saying that right now.
Okay. All right, you heard it here first, America. Brian Kenny denies saying "Free Jared Fogel." Anytime on stage,
I don't get it at all.
I'm supposed to be about sports.
I'm just saying. What?
It's never really been about sports.
Yeah, but it's usually about
sports. Pretty quick, we mentioned sports always.
Yeah,
but it's usually like we spent a lot of time talking about bestiality. Yeah. Like, it was like a 3-episode arc,
things like that. Yeah,
bestiality trilogy. We nailed it.
I'm not saying
this is somehow lower than that.
Oh yeah,
way lower.
I'm not saying that Brian Kenny endorses Jared Fogel, but I am saying he didn't deny it, and like you shouldn't look at that suspectly.
He did deny it,
didn't he? No, I don't think so.
You said it. I free Jared.
Do you categorically deny that Jared Fogel was guilty? You told me that once.
I categorically
categorically
think that Jared Fogel is a handsome man, and I wish he was free so that we could hang out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Does he look a nice thing? This guy's fun to hang out with.
I bet he has a trampoline. It's probably cool.
At the end of Super Size Me, it's like Jared Fogel continues to inspire the world with his big pants. The documentary did not age well.
That's funny. What if that guy, the guy that did Super Size Me, he did...
Spurlock?
Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Spurlock went undercover getting molested by Jared for every day for a month.
What was that called? The 30 or something?
Yeah, or you just do like a different thing, like work like a minimum wage job for a month.
Yeah.
And then he also sexually harassed a girl that worked for him.
Did he?
Yeah, and he came out like preemptively. He's like, "Hey, just so you know, I'm a dirtbag."
Warren Spurlock.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta fucking bite your lip and hope that you're attractive enough to never a girl.
Or that they're just not gonna say anything.
Man.
But it's just, women can say anything about anyone, and it gets taken pretty seriously now. Ugh. Alright, this is definitely the lost episode.
Yeah. No, no.
Or you can be some heavily edited.
He's not gonna.
Maybe in Japan.
Yeah.
The Japanese do love us, by the way.
Yeah.
Number one, American style podcast.
What about Logan? Your boy Logan.
Logan Paul.
Who's Logan?
Oh, yeah. The vlogger. Blonde vlogger from Westlake.
With the dick?
Yeah.
The guy with the dick?
He's got a dick?
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Holy.
Yeah, he got one.
He's got one.
Nice,
dude.
Yeah. Who allowed
him? Wow.
What about his chick?
She got a dick.
With dick?
She got a dick.
Chick with dick.
Oh, yeah.
So he got in trouble because he went to that forest, the suicide forest, and then filmed and was, like, laughing at a dead body hanging.
He was laughing at the dead body?
He was, like, not being cool about it.
He's, like, wearing one of those, like, floppy rave kid, like, beanies with ears on it.
He was wearing... It was actually one of the aliens from Toy Story. Remember, like, those little alien toys from Toy Story?
Yeah.
Like, that's the hat that he's wearing while he's going through this fucking... suicide forest. Then they see a dead body, and I guess I didn't even see the video. I can't find it anywhere. But he's pretty shitty
about it.
He also was running around Japan, which everybody's seen that video, where he's just like slapping people with fish and just being a douchebag.
I really hate how you hear about all these like videos. Like, remember when we tried so hard to find the Representative Joe Barton's fucking dick pic?
Oh, yeah. Like, uncensored? Like,
It's the same thing. Yeah. You can't find these videos. Like, as soon as they hit mainstream media, like, they're deleted forever.
Dark web.
Who had a dick pic?
Tor browser.
Joe Barton. And he's just, like, It's the worst dick pic ever.
Oh, it's so funny.
Like, you just see, like a blue swatch, but it's, like, him from, like, underneath. So he's just, like, looking down at the camera.
Yeah, he's a fat 70-year-old. It's,
like,
fucking,
like, nobody wants, like, dick pics are bad enough, but under dick.
It's under dick, yeah, with his, like, fucking C-cup tits.
Yeah. and then, he messaged Aida, like, the class, like, I sent you a dick pic, and you didn't reply. That's rude.
I want you so bad.
Under dick pics.
You remember,
funny.
Oh, fuck. Hold on, I gotta find it.
I think girls think it's as hot as we do under tit.
Oh, yeah, there's something
under
to
dick.
It. Especially if you have that little
Steve
that connects the head to the shaft.
Do you guys know who Steve Croft from 60 Minutes is?
No.
He's on 60 Minutes. He's a guy that's on 60 Minutes.
Okay.
All right.
And then what?
He had an affair, and, like, this was on the New York Post
with
something like
wife?
That. I don't know
who it is. Who's going to be the first one to have an affair with Ryan's wife?
Oh,
I think Strength.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll see. Who's going to be the first one to have an affair with your girlfriend?
I don't know. Who already did?
Well, I don't know. Steve Croft, 72.
Steve Croft!
Steve Croft! hold on. Steve Croft, 60 Minutes of Steve Croft exposed in a nasty affair.
That's a great headline, man.
This is the best episode.
Don't play it. Just shut up for a second. All right?
It's great. If we don't fill the silence. You're right.
You're supposed to be second and third mic. Just talk while I fucking read the quote.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah,
he's supposed to shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
You're sending mixed signals, Ryan. Do you want us to talk or not?
Just keep talking.
Okay. Ryan's really stupid.
Poop and pee.
That's why this one's been so bad.
Yeah.
We didn't start with poop and pee.
We did not start off with poop and pee.
We didn't start with poop and pee.
That's the best part of the show.
That's the mantra.
Oh, that's how we get. That's how we do
mic check.
Poop and pee.
We're watching football, guys.
What's the score of the game, by the way?
14-0.
We're also watching Ryan trying to find one picture.
That is...
It's not a picture, it's a quote.
Okay, a quote that... Who's it by?
All right, Steve Croft.
Okay.
Steve Croft, an anchor for 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's his statement to the New York Post. I had an extramarital affair that was a serious lapse of personal judgment and extremely hurtful to my wife and family, and for that I have nothing but regret, Croft said in a statement to the Post. My wife and I are committed to each other and are working hard to get past this and consider it a private matter. The bulk of the acquired story is not online, but the Post acquired a physical copy paper and highlighted a few PG-13 details of Croft and Goins' affair, including an incident where Croft quaffed some champagne he had poured down Goins' backside. The newsman, who boasted to Goins that he was the go-to interviewer for President Obama, had some particularly unusual taste in bed, the mag said. One time he was pouring champagne in her behind and drinking heavily.
Champagne off
her fucking ass.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
That's great.
I feel like, that's top-notch.
Cool. In one sexting session, Croft allegedly cooed to Miss Goins, "Miss you and all that goes with it. Especially my favorite taste and colors, pink and brown."
So he like to eat pussy and ass.
But he's a fucking 80-year-old man. Like,
yeah, that stuff's been around for a long time.
Pink and brown.
Yeah.
Turn around and drink his champagne on that ass.
Yeah.
What exactly?
He likes a little Neapolitan, man. That's no big deal.
What exactly would be your preference, the Inquirer reported? The letter U all over and deep inside me, Goins responded. At one point, the hard-working TV journalist, who has a son with Kenault, lamented his long hours on the job. The report said, "Working late, just ordered out, would rather be eating your pudding."
That's funny.
Read the rest in a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
They'd be eating your pudding is so sick.
No, that's the grossest thing that I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Is he talking about shit?
No, he's. I don't know, but like.
No, I think that was to his wife, right? That was him.
Here's to cover Steve Kropp. You know, Google Steve Kropp. He's a 73-year-old man.
Show me a picture of Steve Kropp.
Yeah.
Oh, look at how fancy.
Oh, that's so funny. Would rather be eating your pudding.
Looks like a guy that would.
Looks eat like ass. Yeah. This guy loves to eat pudding.
He likes pudding and licking assholes. And I don't default. Like, that's a good guy.
And yeah, no, it's great. I'm not fucking.
But I wish when someone got caught for cheating, they're like, it was actually really fun. It was a release. I don't really like my wife anymore.
Yeah,
probably gonna have to put a stop to that.
Legalized prostitution.
So I did some cheating, and I know it's not the best thing to do, but what can I say? It was a huge turn on.
That's all you have to do is just own up to it like that, and no one will care.
Exactly.
They like people that feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Fucking, what's his name? Same thing. Beckham, right?
Didn't they do it before? Beckham? I don't know. He got in trouble.
Was he cheating? I mean, obviously.
All right.
David Beckham.
Thanks for listening.
That was a good one.
We're not done.
We wrap this shit up.
20 more minutes.
What time? How long have we been on, Ryan? Feels like 8 hours.
38 minutes.
So we did all our good talking when we first got here before we started recording.
Yeah, that's true.
We lost all our good chats.
I don't know. Aliens. What did we talk about? Aliens.
Aliens and Jews. Aliens and Jews. Aliens and Jews.
What about illegal alien Jews?
Oh boy, talk about them. In a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
What about English? Oh, wait. Illegal alien Jews. Wait, what did I call in the fucking station the other day?
Called it as Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, Conor McGregor. And then,
William Ryder's impressions.
Conor McGregor.
And then Richard Spencer.
Conor McGregor. Quasi Richard Spencer calling ICE on somebody.
All right. Conor McGregor, quasi Richard Spencer, calling ICE on somebody.
Calling ICE on Barack Obama.
Wayne Brady doing Al Pacino in Jack and Jill, trying to get fucked by Adam Sandler's fat sister.
I've never seen Jack and Jill.
Nobody has. Do it anyways.
I can do Al Pacino in Heat.
I never cheated on you, bitch.
No, you can't. All right, wait. Try and do Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman.
Hoo-ah.
That was better.
Yeah, probably better than the first one.
Oh wow! Do Scarface.
I don't even know. I've never seen Scarface.
You never seen Scarface? What? You don't know.
You know
the
line.
Quote. Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Spot on.
Fucking nailed it.
I can do fucking De Niro.
Well, do it. Oh, with your face. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the face is good.
You can do the face good. The
face is fucking spot on.
I was doing a good De Niro face there, boyfriends.
He's got the. He has a De Niro face in the first place. And he's got the mole on the cheek like De Niro.
Yeah. I look like Robert De Niro.
He does look like Robert De Niro. All the time.
Yeah.
Now, do your Conor McGregor one. Do Al Pacino doing Conor McGregor doing Adam Sandler's sister in Jack and Jill.
A broad kitty! I'm the smartest man in the world!
Please tell me that's your Conor McGregor too.
It is.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's all the same.
They're all
I listen to that voice all day long.
Get your fucking shin bone to your cheek and send
you I'll take a shin bone to your cheek and then burst down your throat after a whap and blah blah.
If you get Conor McGregor after he's been shorted one chicken nugget.
Dana White, you shot at me one chicken nugget!
to Conor McGregor being electrocuted while eating cheese.
Where's the cheese?
I'm eating cheese. I can't believe I'm getting electrocuted while eating cheese and a chicken McNugget.
No context for this at all.
No. I just wrote Ryan DePerna doing impressions.
Just volume up. Best episode ever.
This is. See, you said it was the worst episode ever, but it's
really still best
episode
it is.
Ever.
It is.
No, it's not. Ever. We've had bad episodes. This is nowhere near the worst.
We've had bad episodes.
We've had episodes that have dragged a little. This one is fucking incoherent.
It's pretty bad.
Well, if you're still listening, people. By the way, Sam LaTourette, who's going to perform tonight at the fucking Roast Show, keeps texting me. He's like, even if I win, I'm going to retire. You know, fuck you, Sam. Like, stop fucking telling me that you're going to retire. This is the only thing you do. This is the only thing you have. Fucking kill yourself.
I hope you've all enjoyed the Lost episode, everybody. I hope you all understand why this was buried in time.
Sam,
I hope the future is fun.
Everything will be back to normal next week.
I didn't even realize you were wearing a straight edge sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
It's a band.
What's it say?
It was a band called Right Idea. They were a straight edge band.
Alright.
Were they good?
I liked it.
Alright, wrap it up. That's it.
We're done. Good ending.
We're done. Good night.
Good night.
Don't subscribe and share.
Remember to subscribe and share.
Subscribe and share, yes. You guys fucking deserve this.
Unsubscribe.
Rubes.
Enjoy the rest of them. Don't judge us on this one.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.